Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. All the local share markets going to give back a little bit of ground when we kick off later on this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be down by a little over 0.1% when we get underway. And that reflects what was ultimately a disappointing session on Wall Street. Initially, we saw some pretty encouraging improvements. However, sellers got the better of things thanks to comments made by US Fed officials over the course of the session. And we saw the gains for the S&P 500 erased. Tech stocks did quite well. Still, the Dow finished in negative territory. So what it really boiled down to was in the early part of the day, we had the New York Federal Reserve survey of consumer inflationary expectations fall for the second consecutive month, the lowest levels to since July 21. Consumer expectations when it comes to inflation are watched really carefully by Fed officials. They are, in some respects, a really important pointer as to where price pressures might go over the course of the near to medium term. So to see these numbers, that was quite good news. And that dovetailed with that decline in short and long-term interest rates. We saw yields on both 2- and 5-year Treasury notes continue to fall. They ended up with more modest declines compared to what we saw in the early part of the session. They were down by around 5 basis points by the end, but still, that was the factor that propelled markets to their best levels of the day. We had the, as I said, the NASDAQ was up by 2.3% at its best levels, but then fell to be only up by around 0.2% at the end of the day. The S&P 500 at its best was up by about 1.5%. By the close, it was down by 0.1%, and the Dow, as I said, down by about 0.3%. So what those losses all turned around were the comments made by the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve and Mary Daly and Raphael Bostic, who's the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve. They both said that interest rates need to be north of 5% to get inflation comfortably under control, to paraphrase their sentiments. And so that's a decent margin above where the Fed funds rate is at the moment, suggesting that at least, you know, another 0.75% is required. And that was the difference to the session ultimately. So where the European markets were concerned, they were quite constructive last night. We saw gains for most European indices. Investors there quite encouraged by what they're seeing as far as the Chinese reopening story is concerned. But it's important to note that that's just one element of things, which we'll get to in a moment. But by the end of the European session, we had the FTSE up by 0.3%, the French market up 0.2%, and the German market up by 1.2%. As far as the Chinese reopening is concerned, and as I said, that's just one element of things. There are a number of other elements that are also dovetailing to create a wellspring of optimism for the moment, at least. Not only are we looking at the reopening, it's also a matter of the support that's coming through for the property sector, particularly from a consumer side of things. And then in recent days, we've also heard from the Chinese Communist Party saying that the clamp down on Chinese tech companies and that regulatory scrutiny that's been a feature of the last 2 years, that's coming to an end, and that all of the issues in inverted commas have been resolved. And that has been part of the reason why you've seen technology stocks really flourish in the Chinese sphere. So just to give you an example, since the beginning of the year, we've seen Tencent and Alibaba up anywhere between 20 and 30%. The Hang Seng is up by about 10% since the beginning of the year. So it's just a question of whether or not that momentum is going to continue, which brings us to today's economic news. There's not much going on the local front, but today the feature will be what we see out of China: fixed asset investment, retail sales, and industrial production. So even if these numbers are on the softer side of things and disappoint a little bit, they will be now seen through the lens of the reopening and the potential for Chinese authorities to do a little bit more to help things along in the broader picture on top of what's already been understood. So it's a pretty positive setup as far as the regional picture is concerned. So it'll be interesting to see where the local market takes its cues from, whether or not it's going to be what we saw on Wall Street, or whether or not it's going to be a more regionally faced investor that gets the upper hand in the picture today. The Aussie dollar continued to gain ground against the US dollar. Again, that's a reflection of that a downward pressure on US interest rates. Have a great day.